Looks like we're ready here. The House will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by myself, Representative Buslow of Polk. After the prayer, I will also lead the pledge. Please bow your heads. Dear Lord, please be with us in all Iowans as we go about our business and try and carry out your will and your spirit in our everyday lives. Be with us and give us our mission as we try and live our lives as Christians and as followers of your word. In your name we pray, amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Chair recognizes the gentleman from Polk, Representative Losey.
I move that the House adjourn until Monday, May 16th, 2022 at 11 a.m.
The representative from Polk has moved that the House adjourn until Monday, May 16th at 11 a.m. Is there any other business to come before the House? Chair recognizes the representative from Dubuque, Representative Art Eisenhart. For what reason do you seek the floor?
Mr. Speaker, am I in order for a point of personal privilege?
It is that time of day. You are in order for a point of personal privilege.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. And good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House of Representatives. Mr. Speaker, today I rise to commemorate Earth Day, celebrated annually by people across the world in the days before and after April 22nd. This year, in 2022, as part of this body's annual Earth Day observance, we offer a resolution in the spirit of the 2022 Earth Day theme, Invest in Our Planet. We commemorate the 50th anniversary of the National Clean Water Act, recognizing the impact of this landmark legislation and committing to necessary and appropriate legislative action to prevent water pollution, improve water quality, and protect public health. Whereas the Clean Water Act was enacted with bipartisan support by the United States Congress 50 years ago, and whereas this legislation established the basic structure for regulating pollutant discharges into waters of the United States, and whereas the legislation established a national goal of fishable, swimmable waters by 1983 and complete elimination of pollution in navigable waters by 1985, and whereas an estimated 16,507 miles of rivers and streams in the United States were made swimmable and 24,713 more miles were made fishable by 2000 due to the Clean Water Act. Whereas more than 4,500 miles of Iowa's rivers are currently classified as impaired for swimming and primary contact recreation. Whereas more than 68,000 acres of Iowa's lakes are currently classified as impaired for swimming and primary contact recreation, such as fishing. Whereas research shows that flooding and water pollution have a documented impact on human health and safety, including an increased risk of disease and acute illness, and also negative impacts on soil health, soil conservation, biodiversity, and wildlife habitat. Whereas research by both government and non-government agencies document continued water quality challenges in the United States that have resulted in the Mississippi, Missouri, and Raccoon rivers being listed among the most endangered rivers in the United States. Whereas Iowans have continually demonstrated a desire for cleaner water and more water recreation opportunities by visiting Iowa state parks in record numbers in 2020, passing an amendment to the Constitution of the state of Iowa with 63% of voters in favor of creating the Natural Resources and Outdoor Recreation Trust Fund, and showing local support for county level water and land legacy bond initiatives, as well as resource enhancement and protection projects. Whereas the state's 2013 adoption of a nutrient reduction strategy in response to the Mississippi River, Gulf, Gulf of Mexico Hypoxia Task Force's call on states to reduce nutrient pollution by 45% reflects the state's commitment to achieve improvements in water quality by addressing both point and non-point sources of nutrient pollution. And whereas the United States Environmental Protection Agency has delegated authority to the Iowa Department of Natural Resources to implement and enforce the Clean Water Act in the state of Iowa. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives that the House celebrates the progress made since the passage of the Clean Water Act and encourages the people of the state of Iowa to gather locally for events to observe the anniversary and develop plans for the future to promote clean water and enjoy Iowa's plentiful water resources. Be it further resolved that the House of Representatives encourages the United States Congress, the Iowa General Assembly, the Governor of Iowa, cities, counties, soil and water conservation districts, county extension districts, and all other public jurisdictions and elected officials to adopt other appropriate resolutions, policies, programs, and funding commitments, taking necessary steps to prevent water pollution and improve water quality in the state of Iowa. Be it further resolved that the House of Representatives commits to enacting state water policies, programs, and funding to achieve further reduction of water pollution and to protect drinking water resources. Be it further resolved that the House of Representatives encourages educational institutions, public jurisdictions, and other entities to provide critical research, educate the public, and engage in collaborative projects to protect Iowa's groundwaters and surface waters for human health, human enjoyment, soil conservation, soil health, biodiversity, and wildlife habitat. And finally, be it further resolved that the House of Representatives encourages other policymakers and the public to consider the merits of proposing an amendment to the Constitution of the State of Iowa to make a clean environment a fundamental part of the Bill of Rights for the people of Iowa, providing an enduring foundation for protecting and regenerating the waters and other natural resources of the state. Co-sponsoring this resolution are Representative Abdul Samad, Representative Olson, Representative Kurth, Representative Hunter, Representative Thede, Representative Bennett, Representative Anderson, Representative Stade, Representative Steckman, Representative Williams, Representative Hansen, Representative McConkie, Representative Cahoon, Representative Wessel Crochelle, Representative Sunday, Representative Ellert, Representative Brown Powers, Representative Kressig, Representative Cahill, Representative Wilburn, Representative Winkler, and Representative Donahue. Ladies and gentlemen, you may have your names added as co-sponsors of this resolution using the Add Sponsor form that will be delivered to your legislative mail when the bill is numbered and laid over under Rule 25. In my remaining time, let me provide details on how legislators and listeners can learn more about what the establishment and celebration of Earth Day suggests, that people have a fundamental right to a clean environment. Informally known in the United States as Green Amendments, in 2021, New York became the most recent state where voters approved an environmental rights amendment as part of their state's constitution. In Iowa, House Joint Resolution 12 has been introduced to put such a question before Iowa voters. Further information on this initiative has also been shared with members of the House. Iowans can learn more by going to the following website, forthegenerations.org. That's for, F-O-R, thegenerations.org. Or you may contact me and I will send you more information, including a video from Maya Van Rossum. She is a leader in the National Green Amendment movement. I can be reached at this address, goodcampaign@aol.com. Finally, I would mention that Iowa craft breweries throughout the state are assisting in helping Iowans celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Clean Water Act with special craft beer recipes brewed with fresh, clean Iowa water. The promotion is titled Iowa Beer, It Must Be the Water. Check out this website for more information as the project unfolds. iowagreenamendment.org, iowagreenamendment.org. Mr. Speaker, I thank you for your patience in allowing me to present this resolution and outline the good things that are happening in Iowa and the many, many more steps Iowans must take together with the leadership and commitment of the Iowa General Assembly to make the promises of Earth Day and the Clean Water Act come true and remain true for generations to come. I thank you.
Is there any other business to come before the House? Seeing no further business, you have all heard the motion to adjourn until Monday, May 16th at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House is adjourned.